Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in the studio today, we have Pam Adams with the Ascension St. Matthew's Church, and we're going to talk about an upcoming pancake supper. First off, Pam, it's great to get you back in the studio today. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us back. We always enjoy coming out here.
Love talking with you, that's for sure. Now, let's talk about the upcoming pancake supper. This is going down on February 13th, so it's right around the corner because the month of February.
It's a week from today.
Yeah, it's flying by. I mean, I can't believe how fast February is going by. But before we dive into the logistics of the pancake supper, talk to me a little bit about why you guys do these types of events and where the money goes.
Well, the Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper, which is always the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday every year. The date changes, but it always remains that. And we do this as a wonderful community service thing. Most of the proceeds, with the exception of the few expenses that we have, go back out into the community, and we've done a lot, been able to do a lot for the community that way.
And these are, they're traditions, right? These pancake
suppers.
This
is a big tradition. It goes back, clear back to the 1600s in England.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not that old, but
here locally, how long are we talking about?
Oh, my goodness. Well, the Episcopal Church has been doing this for 150 years in the state of Utah, mm-hmm. and they've been here as a presence in Carbon County since the turn of the last, 1900s. So we ourselves at Ascension St. Matthew's have been doing this. I've been here 24 years, and we've been doing this 35, 40 years. People in the community really know this. It's a good dinner, and it is a supper. There is pancakes, of course, and then we have ham and scrambled eggs, a slice of fresh orange, and a drink of your choice. And it's probably the best deal in town for $5 for a single and $20 for a family.
Yeah, and that's a donation, is
yes,
what that is.
That's exactly right. And we have to make our expenses, so that's what we have to. We don't want to charge fees, but we turn 98% of this back to the community.
Again, we're being joined right now by Pam Adams. She is with the Ascension St. Matthew's Church as we talk about the upcoming Pancake Supper. How many of these events do you guys have a year?
Well, we just have the two where we invite the public in, and that's our Shrove Tuesday Pancake Supper. And in the fall, we have our Fall Fair, which is the second weekend in October. And both of those help us with our outreach programs and help people who are in need, basically, in the community that have had something drastic happen in their lives. The list is much too long for me to go into, but every year we try to do more and more. So, and we always encourage the public to come and help us do that. So,
sure, you guys. So, I mean, as far as the volunteers go for something like this, I mean, obviously it takes volunteers, right?
Yes, it certainly does, and we have a lot of them. In the past years, we've had the men's basketball team come and help us from USU Eastern, and before that it was CEU, and they used to come and help us, and so it was a wonderful way for everybody to meet those wonderful people on those teams, and we have a lot of volunteers that come in and help us out during both events, because it's gotten so large. It's 3 hours of madness is the way I describe it, but it's fun. And people see one another. It's a community thing. So many times I hear when people are in line, oh my goodness, I haven't seen you since the last time we were here. No. And it's really a very friendly place. We have a good-sized parking lot, and it's 522 North Homestead Boulevard, which is near Castle Heights School, and if you go down Cedar Hills Drive and turn on Sagewood or turn on 8th and keep going towards Walmart, everybody knows where that is in that direction. We have a road now that runs past the church that meets up with Airport Road, since they've put that new road in there. So there's a lot of different ways to get to us, and believe me, you can't miss the church. It's got a big bell tower and very obvious. So, and all the people in the parking lot are kind of a clue, too. So
yeah, and it's beautiful.
Thank you.
I mean,
very
it really
much.
Is. It is absolutely beautiful. And you mentioned the parking lot. That's important because how many people do you guys expect to bring in within that 3 hours? I mean, if you had to throw a rough estimate out there.
We usually serve around 500 dinners.
Wow. Quite a few.
Yes, it takes a while. And sometimes you have to stay in line for a little while, but people don't seem to object to that because, like with so many of the other things that go on in town, you just have to be a little bit patient. The hours start at 5 o'clock in the evening, and we go till 8 o'clock at night. And when we close the doors at 8 o'clock at night, people are still sitting in there eating. So so we want everybody to come and join us and have a good time and have a wonderful supper and help us to do good things for the community.
Now, Pam, you did mention again the price. It's going to be $5 for a single, $20 for a family.
That's right. That's right. And the tickets are available from any member of Ascension St. Matthews, or they're available at the door. We ask people to buy them ahead of time because it helps move the traffic along a little bit better. And we have a lot of success with that. But if somebody wants to come and turn up, there's one line for people to buy tickets and the other one who already have the tickets. So, and we have a way of getting in and getting out so you're not being run over by people. We don't appreciate that. We don't approve of it.
Well, and again, you mentioned there's only two of these a year, right? I mean, only two opportunities a year to do this.
That's right. And the gift shop is open, which is directly to your right as you walk in the door. It's a room that was built specially for us when we built the church. And I'm particularly proud of that because we have a lot of very, very talented people in the parish, and they contribute a lot. And I managed to keep it going. It's hand-embroidered items and knit items, and there's just so much there I couldn't even begin to tell you. So stop in and just say hello, and I'll be happy to talk to you and see you, and hope that you'll come in and have a good supper.
All right. Well, Pam, before I let you go, I'm going to let you take the mic, and I'm going to go ahead and let you invite everybody out. Go ahead and give us all the information one last time, just in case we have a new listener that has just cracked and has not heard about what we're talking about. Again, it's the Pancake Supper at the Ascension St. Matthew's Church, so go right ahead and invite everyone out.
Thank you. I certainly do, and especially those members that are new to the community. This is an annual thing, Shrove Tuesday, the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday, at Ascension St. Matthew's, 522 North Homestead Boulevard. That's off Cedar Hills Drive and Sagewood, or 800, or the new road that comes in from the airport road. You can get there different ways. We have ample parking, and you will enjoy a very good meal for a reasonable price. Children under three with a paying adult, there's no cost for them. We have high chairs. We make it as user-friendly as we possibly can. $5 for a single ticket and $20 for a family.
Pam, thank you so much for stopping by and sharing some of the information about the Pancake Supper. I always look forward to the conversations, and I know we'll talk again soon.
I hope so. Yes. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Again, that's Pam Adams talking about the Ascension St. Matthew's Pancake Supper. For more information on this event and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.